My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo of Christ Intervention Ministries. It's always great to be with you. A lot of people ask me about the future. What do you see in the future? You know, and then I think immediately of John 16, 12 through 13, where it says, I have still many things to say to you. This is Jesus speaking, but you are not able to bear them or take them upon you or to grasp them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth. And the verse keeps going on, but I want to focus on that part there that you're not able to handle it now. And some of the versions say you'll not be able to handle it until the Holy Spirit comes. And nobody can handle the future. Could you imagine, even the good or the bad, God walking up to you and saying to you, Paul, you're going to write 2/3 of the New Testament. You're going to die in prison. Could you imagine trying to handle the good and the bad and the future knowing that? Could you imagine coming to the place in your life to try to handle these things? Can you imagine Jesus walking up to Peter and saying to Peter, Peter, you know, you're going to mature so much. You're going to have so much spiritual growth that you won't even want to hang the same way on the cross that I'm going to hang. You're going to hang upside down. You see, that's really, we can't handle those things. But God's grace will be sufficient at the time. That's exactly what Jesus said to Paul about the thorn in his side, that my grace will be sufficient. And so that's what we have to really reflect upon. When we hear something from God, when we have dreams and when we have visions, what do we broadcast to the public? I don't like scaring the public. One of those people who sells books by scaring people. I don't want to have people donate to ministry because they're frightened or scared. And so what I want to tell you, it's a great and terrible day for Christians. Now we're talking the bride of Christ. Many are called, few are chosen, the elect, not the carnal Christians, not the lukewarm. The carnal Christian, the lukewarm, is going to have a terrible time in these next months and years because they haven't paid the price. They're not walking in a place that they need to be walking with a relationship with the Holy Spirit to be able to handle exactly how this verse says the Spirit of truth will come and will show you all things. Only by the Holy Spirit will we know the future. And he will not be in the lukewarm. He will not be talking to the carnal Christians. Paul walked into a whole church and says, you're all a bunch of carnal Christians. So if anybody's listening today and you don't understand carnal Christians, lukewarm, you don't understand what I'm talking about, just Google this on the internet. Just Google lukewarm Christians. Just Google carnal Christians. You'll see the carnal Christians live by the soul realm. I have so many things I want to tell you. So many things I want to tell you about the future, but I do not want to frighten or scare some people. The bride of Christ, you are going to walk in this tremendous anointing, a great anointing. Oh my, there's going to be such a transformation in the bride of Christ in these next weeks. It's already begun. Me and my wife have already been struck by this new anointing. It's absolutely incredible, the peace that you walk in, the grace that you walk in, the miracles, the divine appointments, the favor. It's all around us. We can see it. I know it's got nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with my maturity. It has nothing to do with my works. I just paid the price. And I'm obedient. That's as simple as that. And our hearts are turned to God. That's it. I'm not looking at fleshly things. I'm not worried about fleshly things. Those days ended a long time ago. But the people who are worried are still looking at the mirror at themselves. The people who are still looking at I, me, and self in the mirror, wondering what they're going to get. People only wondering about their destiny, only worried about their pains and hurts. They've lost all compassion for mankind. Their hearts are cold. Like Jesus said in the end days, their hearts would wax cold. Jesus said in the end days, they will honor me with their lips, but their hearts will be far from me. Those people are going to be suffering. And if that's you, I hope you repent. I hope if you've been playing with God in Jesus' name, you just repent, you just talk to God, tell him you're sorry, and you get into a deeper walk with Jesus in Jesus' name.